This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Denver has its first confirmed case of the Delta COVID-19 variant, a highly contagious form discovered in India. It's in a dozen other counties after showing up first on the Western Slope, causing outbreaks in schools and prompting Mesa County to issue a public health warning. Now, Denver is urging people who are not vaccinated to get the vaccine as soon as possible to slow the spread of the variant. The governor signed two new health care affordability laws today. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports they are among the first of their kind in the country.
With a couple signatures, Governor Jared Polis gave the state new and controversial powers to regulate the cost of health care and pharmaceutical drugs.
These are more than just nibbling around the margins of saving people money on health care.
One of the laws will create a review board that can set limits on the prices paid for certain drugs. The other new law will force insurance companies to sell a new plan known as the Colorado Option. Medical providers will have to accept lower payments for patients on the plan to keep it more affordable. The new programs will ramp up over the next year and a half, with the Colorado Option debuting for 2023. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Crews are working to contain a wildfire northwest of Craig in Moffat County. The Column Fire started earlier this week and is now about 1 square mile. In Grand Junction, it is 103 degrees. In Denver, 90. Port Collins, 97. This is CPR News.